Hello, welcome to another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome Leah Gingrich, a prolific swimmer working her way to the Summer Olympics. Leah, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad we can make this work and so glad you could join us today. I know you have such a busy schedule, but let's start at, start towards the beginning. How did you first get introduced into swimming?
I was kind of just thrown into the water as a baby. I think a lot of my family members had swimming pools, so I was just always around water. And then at 4 years old, I decided that I wanted to give, actual real swimming a shot. And I joined a mini team, which is where it was just kind of lessons and, learning what competitive swimming is all about. And honestly, I was hooked. So I've been swimming since I was 4 years old.
Wow. 4 years old. That's yeah. So, it must be second nature to you because it's other than breathing, that's unbelievable. You've been in the water for such a long time.
Yeah. It's honestly where I feel the most comfortable.
Yeah. And right now you're a coach right over in Columbus. How is that going for you so far?
It's going really well. Actually, coaching is kind of what helped me fall back in love with the sport. I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit. I took 6 years off and I kind of had this moment where for a while I really disliked the sport of swimming. I just felt, bad things towards it. And then moving down here and coaching really brought that spark back alive where I was coaching. I still do coach the littlest ones and I help all the other groups too. But, seeing those 5-6 year olds so excited to be at the pool and get in the water is what reminded me of why I fell in love with the sport at that age. So coaching has been something that is really special to me.
Yeah, I can imagine if you're coaching the little ones and maybe some of the older kids as well, kind of takes you back to when you were that age and you first got introduced to the sport. Is that something that I guess helped you want to say, okay, I want to get back into swimming again? And I guess coaching kind of helped you with that?
It absolutely did. Whenever I first moved down here, I was just kind of enjoying coaching, and I never really thought that I was going to get back in the water. Honestly, it was not something that was even in the back of my mind.
Right.
It wasn't until I think 2 years into coaching down here, and then we started a master's program, which is really for anybody that's 18 and over that wants to just practice or work out. There's some competitions right. as well. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get back in the water and get back into shape. I wasn't even thinking anything more than that. I just wanted to work out. Right. Cause honestly, I hate running. I don't like doing anything else. It was really just to get myself back into decent shape. And right. I just fell in love with it. I was getting a lot faster than I thought. And in a short amount of time, I was enjoying it again. I was like, wow, this is what I felt like whenever I was 15, 16 years old, just absolutely loving it. And so it just kind of took off from there. But definitely coaching is one of the biggest reasons why I ended up getting back into it, just because those kids on the pool deck, reminded me why I love the sport so much.
And that's awesome. And I think it's interesting because you had such a prolific career at Texas, two-time All-American, multiple time Big 12 champion. What made you kind of fall out of love, as you mentioned, with swimming? What kind of led to that?
Yeah, I think, there are obviously a ton of reasons. There's so many variables that go into it. But before going to Texas, I was kind of in a spot where I got eighth place at Olympic trials. And in order to make the team, you have to be first or second. So I kind of thought, eighth place okay. right now as a graduating senior, that's putting me in a really good place for 4 years from now after right. 4 years of training at a university. Things didn't really go that way for me. I still did well at Texas, but I didn't get much faster and I didn't improve the way that I kind of thought I would. And so I think it just left me a little bitter and I think I was a little overtrained right. and it was just, I'd been swimming since I was four, swimming from four until I was, I guess that's what, till I'm 22. That's just a really long time to be in the sport of swimming. So I think, it just had a lot to do with the amount of time I was there, staring at that black line in the water, and just not really seeing my career go in the way that I wanted it to the last couple years. But honestly, I'm really grateful for that experience of of hating the sport and feeling those ways, because, you know, if had things gone better, I wouldn't be having the experiences that I'm having now. So in a weird way, I'm really grateful for the bad times.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're able to take a step back and maybe, you know, truly fall in love with the sport again. And now you're going after it. You know, you're going for the Olympics. So, you know, we're talking here, you know, it's getting close to the end of May 19th. Where are you, I guess, in that process when we're talking about the Olympics?
It's coming up. So we have Olympic trials. I actually just had one of my last swim meets before Olympic trials. So it was a good kind of place to see where I was at. Olympic trials starts June 13th. So that's coming up. Yeah, it's really, really soon. So we have, you know, a couple more weeks of training, and then we'll go out to Omaha, Nebraska, which is where trials is. And trials is a 7-day swim meet. I'll swim for a couple of those days, and hopefully, you know, things work out and I get first or second. That's the goal. You got to get first or second in the race that you're swimming in order to make the Olympic team in swimming.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, does it help that you've kind of been through it before, I guess, a little bit? And, you know, you took your six-year gap. You know, you've been able to kind of take a look back. Have you been able to talk to different people to kind of see what you should be doing at this point?
I really try to put my trust and my faith and all that into my coach. And I just really, I just try to show up to the pool and do what's asked of me and do what I'm told and, you know, trust from there. But I think it's been really good. You know, the great thing is I have the experience from when I was younger, but it was also so long ago that, you know, I'm building those new experiences now that are helping me even more. So I think the great thing is I've been to Olympic trials that have been held in Omaha, Nebraska. So I have the idea of, you know, what to expect when I get there. But also it's going to be new because that was in 2008 and it is now 2021. So.
Right. I'd be curious to know, because I know a lot of sports have been impacted by, you know, COVID-19 and everything like that, you know, with basketball, you know, with baseball rather is a better example. You know, there's less fans in the stadium and it's outside. How does that work if it has impacted a sport like swimming? I'm sure it has in some regard, in some training. How has that impacted you at all?
Yeah, so right now at a lot of the swim meets, there's no spectators, which, you know, it's just kind of hard because that you got to bring the energy, like you're completely bringing your own energy to it. And so I think that was like a little bit of a curveball the first meet or two that we were at, and there's literally nobody up there watching or cheering. But the great thing about trials is I think they were trying to do like a 60% attendance. So there's going to be people there. It's still going to be really exciting. And, I mean, we've definitely been affected by it. I think I'm pretty fortunate, just where we were located in Georgia, things not really getting shut down for as long as other states. I think it's been kind of a blessing for a lot of people because, you know, as I talked about, swimming is just one of those hard sports that you're in for so long, for so many years, that for a lot of people, taking the break was a good mental and physical break. And man, there are some people who are just like flying right now, going so fast. So it did not hurt many people in the sense that they're ready to go fast. So I think trials is going to be a really good one this year.
What's it like? We talked to someone who ran track before, and it's similar in the regards of where you want to compete at a high level individually, but in college, a lot of the times, and I'm sure you can attest to this when you're at Texas, it's still, there's a team aspect to it as well. Like you have your times where you're swimming and everything, but there's ultimately points that you're trying to score. How does that balance, you know, when you're trying to individually do well, but you're also part of a team in some regards?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to remember is you need to take care of yourself and do what you need to do in order to be the best for your team. And, you know, using those teammates who ultimately become your best friends in life, usually, you know, they're there to support you and they have your back. And so it can be a really great thing knowing that you're stepping up on the block. It's for more than just yourself. You know, you have everybody behind you, rooting for you, cheering for you, and want the best for you. So I think that team atmosphere is really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we've talked to other people, you know, different sports and everything like that. I believe you're our first swimmer, which is very exciting. But when you first get to, you know, the pool and you got to swim, is there anything that you do to get yourself in the right mindset before you're about to swim that day?
Yeah, I think just going into every practice, you know what, actually, what has really helped me recently the last couple months is just being honest with myself about the workout and knowing, like, you know what, this workout's going to be hard. It might be really difficult. I might push myself to failure, and that's okay. Because right. I think growing up, whenever I first started swimming again, I didn't want to fail in practice. You know, I wanted to be able to complete right. every workout the way that it was supposed to be done. And a lot of those workouts, you know, they're meant to push you to failure because that, you know, if you're never pushing yourself that much, you're never going to reach those high-end goals that you're working towards. And so I think something that has just really helped me recently is just being, you know, honest with, like, I'm going to give the effort. And as long as I'm giving the effort, that's all that matters. The outcome will yeah. come. So really just, you know, trying to stay calm through that and knowing that I'm giving my 100% best effort is all that I can do, and staying positive through that, even if the outcome isn't exactly what I want.
That's awesome. And I think that's something that you could take, you know, through experience. You know, I think when you're yes. younger, it might not be as easy to break it down as profoundly as you just did. But, you know, as you get older, you can kind of look back at that. You mentioned earlier that you were basically been in the water since you were four. Were there any other sports that you played, or did your parents or any other siblings that you had played any other sports that might have influenced you?
Yeah, I played a bunch of different sports when I was young. I did, you know, softball, baseball, soccer. Oh, wow.
I did everything.
I did track and field for a little bit, I think. I really, you know, my family is a really active family. And yeah. so, you know, we were, even if I wasn't in an actual sport, you know, our family activities revolved around sports in some way, shape, or form. And so I did a lot of sports. I think I ended up stopping all the other sports and really focusing on swimming by the time I was like 10 or 11. That's wow. just kind of when I knew, you know, I had big goals in swimming. That's all I really cared about. Didn't really care about those other sports anymore. So yeah, I have an older brother. He's 6 years older than me, and he literally did every sport except for swimming.
He was like, I think Leah's got this one. that's fantastic. What about when it comes to, I feel like we hear a lot about when it comes to recruiting in other sports, you know, mainly football and basketball and even baseball to some degree. What's it like, you know, because we had someone on when they talked about volleyball, and the recruiting process starts really early for some kids, you know, when they're, you know, sometimes even a sophomore or freshman in high school. Is that similar to, you know, being a swimmer? You kind of know at an early age, 12 or 13, that you're going to be pretty good?
You know, I think that's so crazy. So when I was in high school and I was getting recruited, we didn't get recruited and start taking our trips until like junior year.
Okay.
But I think it's gotten even earlier than that. I think maybe they're they're doing it sophomore year now or something. I don't know, but I think that's crazy because you just never know what's going to happen in like the next 2 years. You know, you could get really, someone could like shoot up and like get really, really great by the time they're a senior, or, you know, right. the opposite can happen. They could get burnout and want to do a different sport. There's just so many right. things that can
they're
happen.
Kids. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I just look back, and when I made the decision when I was like 17, I'm like, man, if I could go back to when I was 17 and just know the things that I know now, I would make maybe not a different decision on like where I sure. went, but I would be right. asking different questions and be doing different things. And so it's just so crazy to me that it's becoming, you know, earlier and earlier that they're having these kids make decisions on where they want to go to college. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. So if we were going to put yourself in those shoes again, I guess, or I guess if you're going to give advice to, you know, a junior swimmer getting some high level options, what kind of questions, I guess, would you advise them to ask?
I think the biggest thing to remember, and this is maybe not a question, but just to remember, when you go on recruiting trips, it is a highlight reel, right? It's basically like someone's Instagram. They're showing you the best of what they have to offer, and that might not be what their daily thing is. I remember I went on a recruiting trip to Southern California, and I got to, they took me to the beach, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And I had to remind myself, like, I'm not going to be on the beach every single day when I come to school here. You know what I mean? Just keeping like that in the perspective, because I think that's the, you know, the challenging part with recruiting. It is a highlight reel, and you have to know, you know, well, what's going to come out of this place when I'm, you know, not doing well or having a bad day, or, you know, if you get injured, what's going to happen and your sport is taken away from you. So that was the biggest thing that my parents told me whenever I was looking at schools. They're like, where are you going to be if where are you going to be really happy if swimming is taken away from you for, you know, whatever unfortunate circumstance would happen? Like if you get injured and you can't swim, are you still going to be happy there? And I think that's really important to remember.
Yeah. And I think there's that old adage of, you know, think about your next 40 years, not the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of powerful, because you think about the rest of your life, potentially, versus the next 4 years where you're still just, you know, you're still a baby, you're still a kid, mm-hmm. which is why it's so crazy to be a sophomore in high school. I remember when I was a sophomore in high school, I would not have made the same decision as I would today. Just
of course.
Like you said, you're asking yourself different questions, you're a completely different person and everything like that. So that makes a lot of sense there.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's just all those recruiting roles just keep changing and changing. And it's like, man, it doesn't need to change. If anything, like, you know, like moving up, they need to be older making this decision.
Exactly. Did you ever consider being like a diver, or could you ever do any of the diving off the high dive?
No. Never. That's a completely different sport. I could never do that.
I worked at Georgia Tech a couple of years ago, and I covered a lot of track and field, and I also did a lot of the swimming stuff. Very, very cool to see all the, you know, fans come in and, you know, yelling and screaming, very intense environment. But to see the high dive, pretty remarkable to see someone do something like that. And I'm like, I can't even get up there and walk back down. And I got something with heights, but pretty cool stuff to see in person for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm even terrified watching them sometimes. Cause I'm like, how are they not hitting their head? Or like, they need to jump out farther.
Yeah. That's some confidence right there. But, well, Leah, you've been such a great guest today. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. I'm going to go ahead and take you to our last segment where we talk about our three H's, which is our hero, highlight, and home. Go ahead and talk about your hero. Who would you say is your hero?
So growing up, I think, you know, it's so easy for my hero to be one of the Olympic swimmers that I watched and would get excited, you know, seeing at swim meets and stuff like that. But honestly, I even growing up, I always talked about how my brother was my hero. Like I said, he's 6 years older than me, but he never treated me that way. And I think both of us being really athletic and competitive, he never treated me like I was 6 years younger when we were playing around. Like, you know,
didn't take it easy.
No, he did not. And I think that really helped bring out my competitiveness, because, you know, I'd be mad that he was beating me. You know, my parents would have to be like, he's 6 years older than you. Of course he's going to beat you. No, it was not okay for me.
You want to win.
Yeah. So I think, you know, and also he's just supported me so much through my swimming career. I can't even imagine being a sibling and sitting through swim practices or swim meets. Like, they're not fun to watch, especially if you don't really know anybody. And so I think, you know, his supportiveness of me has just been amazing. And he's always been just someone really great to look up to.
That's awesome. That kind of hits home for me. I got a little sister. She's 6.5 years younger than me. So I kind of feel that bond where it's weird where you're not right on top of each other as far as age.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you have the brother sister thing that you and I have, but it's also, you're not, you know, 1 or 2 years apart. You're also, but you're not a decade apart. You know, it's that weird 6 year where you kind of look after each other. So that's awesome. That's really cool. What about a highlight? What's a great moment in your career that really stands out to you?
I think I change this answer like every single time I talk to somebody. But recently I was kind of, you know, going back in some memories and looking back at some of the swim meets that I've been to in my life. And I think, honestly, it's just the places that I've gotten to go, because I've gotten to travel to Spain, Brazil, Australia, Mexico, all over the country. And a lot of those trips were representing the USA. I was on on national teams. And I think that, you know, I could give you one example of a certain race or something like that, but that's not really like the important part of swimming. So I'm going to have to just say all the places that I got to travel, and especially the places where I was representing the United States, they'll be memories that I never forget.
When you ultimately get that bid to represent the United States, what would that mean to you in a sum of words?
I get chills whenever anybody asks me that, because I'm just like, I don't even know what that means. Like, it just means, it would mean so much. It's something that, you know, as soon as I was thrown into the water on a swim team at 4 years old, that was my goal. Like, I can look back whenever I was in kindergarten, elementary school, and I would write about swimming and I would write about making the Olympic team. So to be able to do that, and especially to do that at the age of 31, when I'd never even expected to be swimming at this point in my life, would just be, it would be amazing. I don't even have like the words to be able to describe it.
we'll be rooting for you. That's for sure.
Thank you.
The last stage we got is home. Who is a special shout out you would like to give to somebody?
I'm going to have to give that to my club coach growing up, Mike Gobrecht. I texted him the other day saying, you know, I don't think I've really thanked him enough just for everything. And he's not coaching me now, but, I have so much to say. He was my coach from when I was like 10 until I was 18. And he just shaped the sport of swimming for me. Yeah. And I think without his guidance throughout those, you know, 8 or 9 years that he was my coach, I wouldn't have even gotten myself to that point where I thought I could make the Olympic team. And so for him to get me to that point has really helped me even now. And it's pretty amazing for me to be able to still have a great relationship with him, that I can still talk to him. And, you know, he still watches my swimming results, and I actually recently just got engaged, and he was the first one that I called to tell him that I got engaged. So I think, you know, he's just had this amazing impact on my life, swimming and non-swimming related. And so I think that, you know, huge shout out to him.
That's awesome. I mean, being your coach from 10 to 18, that's pretty important years in somebody's life. You know, you change a lot from when you're a 10-year-old to an 18-year-old. So that's fantastic. Leah, you've been such a fantastic guest. We wish you nothing but the best going forward. But how can people follow you and everything going on with your journey?
Yeah, well, thank you. I try to, you know, use my social media as much as possible. I'm really on Instagram, and my Instagram handle is just my name. So it's Leah Gingrich. And yeah, I hope to have some followers following along during this journey. It's going to be a pretty quick journey here to trials.
Yeah, it's coming up very shortly. But Leah, thank you again so much for taking time out of your day to join us. We know you're busy, but keep it up. Keep up the great work. We're rooting for you. And guys, that wraps up another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. For more information, you can go to nickrodriguezpodcast.com. Thanks so much.